This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Revenge of the Razors, written and performed by Year 7 students of Selwyn House School, directed by Stephanie Fruin, mixed by Emily Hickman, and produced at Plains FM Christchurch. Characters will be played by the following: Beckett,
Henrietta Evett,
Maggie,
Sylvie King,
Colton,
Nevor,
Clara,
Billy Sargent,
The Boss, aka Razor,
Sophie Schneiderman,
Jamie,
Lottie Geeson,
Violet,
Lily Treadgold,
Miss Kowalski,
Abby Sturgeon.
The reporter and Dave will be played by
Zoe Cookson.
Push me higher, push me higher.
The swings in the park are so creaky.
Yeah, they are.
Maggie, did you hear about the new kid who's starting in our class tomorrow? Their teacher assigned us to look after him.
But Beckett, we've already got plans. We don't want a third wheel. Plus, Miss Kowalski always makes us do jobs. I hate it.
Look, she asked us to do something because she thinks we're good students, and we have to do this job. Let's just focus on today at the moment. What were our plans anyway?
Seriously? We were gonna play Never Have I Ever.
Hello, I'm Colton. Do you go to Oakwood Intermediate?
Yeah, we do.
Is it good there?
Yeah, it's alright.
Is that the uniform you guys wear?
Yeah, it is.
Why do you want to know?
I just moved here from Wellington and I'm starting at Oakwood tomorrow.
Wait, are you Colton Bryce?
Sure am.
Cool.
Could I please join in? Maybe we could play Never Have I Ever.
Sure.
Whatever. We were gonna play that anyway.
Okay, first question. Never have I ever shaved my eyebrows off.
No, that's so ridiculous.
Well,
have you?
Well, not mine exactly.
Wait, what?
I've gotta go.
Still won't hang out with him.
There's something off about that kid. What was that all about?
Absolutely no idea.
What are we doing here again, Colton?
Boss said he'll call us about now, remember?
Why are we in the dark alley?
Clara, for the billionth time, no more questions, and I want you silent when I talk to him. You know I wasn't supposed to have help.
Who the him guy?
Just don't talk.
Who was it you were talking to?
No one.
I need an evaluation on Operation Razor by tomorrow. How's it going?
I've got them locked and loaded. No one suspects a thing.
Excellent.
Hey, give me the phone, Colton.
Hey.
Boss man. Why do you talk in that weird voice?
Because I'm the boss, and I can't be found out by anyone. Call me Razor. And who are you?
I'm Kawawa, and I'm Colton's sister.
Give me that back. Mm-hmm. I'll explain on the way home.
Finally. Colton, start phase two tomorrow.
Will do. Sorry about my little sister.
Is it going to be complete silence, or are you going to explain to me what just happened, Colton?
It was a week before you were born.
You're so dramatic, speed it up.
My name used to be Chris.
When will this be done, done, done? It's gonna be a long night.
Do you remember Mr. Bossman?
The guy with the funny voice?
Sure, whatever you say. Anyway, I was at school one day, Oakwood Primary.
Yeah.
As I was saying, I was at Oakwood, and when my teacher, Miss Kowalski, was away, her brother came in to teach us. His name was Mr. Ben Mateo.
MBM? Mr. Bossman?
Exactly. We were doing an art project and we got given one razor each to make an artwork. I made a cheese grater.
Ooh, look, a pan.
I was holding my grater and I dropped it by accident while Beckett was sitting next to me and it shaved half his eyebrow off. So then he got his razor out and shaved my whole eyebrow off. So then Beckett walked over to Mr. Ben Mateo and said, "Your whole project idea is stupid," and shaved off Mr. Ben Mateo's eyebrow as well.
This pan is cool.
Then Mr. Ben Mateo was fired.
So, this is what end?
Yeah.
Beckett, I'm so tired.
Me too, Maggie. I was thinking about Colton. It was a little bit weird.
Ew, why were you thinking about Colton?
He got to me yesterday. Something's up.
Yeah, we still have to look after him today. What should we do?
Maggie, Beckett, stop talking. This is art class, not chatting class. Isn't Colton supposed to be sitting with you?
Come sit here, Colton, next to Maggie.
Beckett, what are you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Colton.
Today your task is to draw and paint a flower that reflects who you are inside.
Yes, now we can find out more about him.
Because Colton is so interesting.
What are you drawing there, Colton?
It's not much.
Wow, I like how you chose all those dark colours. What inspired those?
The dark colours represent my soul.
Oh, cool.
Sketchy.
Miss, can I please go to the bathroom?
Of course, Colton, it's on the right.
That picture is really odd.
Yeah, very deep.
Oh, wow, what is that? I think it's a demon. I see the petal shadow.
Nah, think you're seeing things.
No, look.
Oh my gosh, you were right. Now we know something's up.
I think we should do some investigating. You know my sister we started fostering last year, Jamie?
The really smart one?
She could help us. She has been spending all her time in the bonus room. I'm sure she would be able to do something techie to snoop on Colton.
Let's do it.
Students, today is art. We will be using recycled materials to create a marble run. Please use the provided material that is on the desks.
Sounds fun enough.
Metal, that brings up a childhood memory.
What? You haven't told me about this. You don't tell me anything about your childhood. I always talk to you about my childhood.
You have access to the soldering metal, iron gates and iron sheets.
I can't quite remember the details.
Enough chit-chat. This is art class, not chatting class.
As you're always so eager to mention.
Maggie, if there is another word from you, there will be a detention waiting for you.
Do you want that?
No, miss.
Thank you.
Come on, Maggie. Let's grab some metal.
Fine.
Oh, razors. Chris, Miss Benamateho.
OMG, he speaks gibberish.
Maggie, I remember something.
What?
When I was in primary school, we were doing an art project. And long story short, several people's eyebrows got chopped off.
Damn, who was teaching you?
Mr. Benamateho. Never met anybody worse. He got the sack.
Wait, what if we follow Colton tonight? After school, 3:30, meet me at the gate. Do not be late.
Hurry up, Bigot. He turned down here. Quick, hide behind the rubbish bin.
Do you recognise that little kid he's walking with?
Not really, but maybe they're related.
Listen, they're saying some important stuff, I think.
Okay.
Look, someone is calling them.
Okay, Razor, so I was in art class today, and I drew a dark flower and said it represents my soul. I rushed to the bathroom straight after. I don't think that was the best move.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
But I don't think anyone suspects our plan, so I think we're safe.
That was a close one.
Whoa, did you hear that?
Yeah, it's time to get Jamie, maybe a gang.
Gang? Okay, quick, run. Now's our only chance.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys, what's up?
So, we kind of need to ask you a favour.
Okay, what is it?
We need you to set up some security cameras for us.
Well, I guess.
Please!
Well, what I was going to say was...
Please!
I will, okay?
Yes.
So, are you going to tell me where and why?
Oh, yeah. So, we're planning to set them up in an alley we've seen Colton in. He was talking about how he told us about the dark flowers and how they represented his soul.
Oh, yeah. Continue.
So we decided to investigate. We followed him after school yesterday, and then he got on this really deep and mysterious phone call with a guy called Razor.
Oh, I guess I'll help you, but my helper Violet has to come.
Come on, Maggie. We need all the help we can get.
Fine. Welcome to the team, Jamie and Violet.
And here she comes, my friend Violet.
Hey guys, Jamie told me about the scheme. How can I help?
Well, it would be great if you could help Jamie with all that techie stuff, you know? Like setting up the security cameras.
Sounds good. We can work on that after school.
Thank you guys so much, but make sure to keep it on the down low.
We will take you to the alley at 3:30 sharp.
Okay, I will bring my tools.
I have the fibre optic cables.
Make sure the camera has some sort of design to disguise it.
Let's check it tomorrow to see if there's any action.
Let's do this.
Alright, this is where we saw him talk on the phone. Set it up here. What are you doing with all those wires things?
I'm setting up the cameras with fibre optic cables, virtualization with ultrasonic sound and disguising it.
Okay, we get you smart, but could you please speak English?
I'm just plugging the wires into the controls and covering it with the cover I made so it looks like trash. Also, guys, I brought Violet. She is a complete genius and is trained by me, which makes her very reliable.
Okay, cool. Let's get going, guys.
This is quite interesting. Jamie, you know what would work better if you plugged the negative wires into hole 3? And your red ones are mixed up as well.
I get where you're coming from, but I switched the coating colours.
Guys, we should really be quieter in case someone hears us.
Whoa. Oh, no.
What?
What if Colton is onto us?
Oh. And what if he is help?
Yeah.
What are those shadows?
Run!
No, don't be dramatic. Just hide. I'm not quite finished.
Ah! Where do I hide?
Over here. But B.
Hey, your elbow's in my...
Shut up!
When will you be done?
Phew, they're gone. Let's get out of here.
So what are we doing here again, Colton?
We're here to go over the final plan.
Ooh, wait. What is that exactly?
Don't worry about it. Razor will go over it in a minute.
The boss man?
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, it's Mr. Ben Mateo.
Hi, boss. It's Colts. Can we go over the final plot?
Oh, it's you. Is your little sister with you?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you in a private place?
Yeah, it's just me and Colton.
The plan is quite complex, but Colton, you're going to have to do some dirty work in order for it to work.
All good with me. I'm good at playing dirty.
That's good. So you will need to start a fire. When is your next food tech lesson?
Let me just check. A few days away. I think it's on a Thursday?
Okay, setting the fire will get the school to bring an ambulance because some kid surely would have breathed in smoke and have an asthma attack. They'll need to call an ambulance and I will come as the driver. And while they're distracted with all the chucking water on flames, firefighters coming, and with all the lights, I will kidnap Beckett and his gang, throw them into the back of the ambulance, and then I will take them to the old storage unit next to the hospital and shave their eyebrows off, and call it Operation Razor.
What if I get caught?
Sprint away, and if you're too slow, then you will be fired. By me. So, what time do you think you'll be finished?
Well, my food tech class starts at 10:30, so I'll be at 11-ish.
Great, make sure you don't go overtime. We don't want to get caught.
Okay, also, aren't you supposed to be here?
Stuck in traffic.
Okay, see you on Thursday.
Okay, I've got a connection to security camera 1.
I have number 2. Ready to watch, guys?
All good with me. I'm good at playing dirty.
That's good. So you will need to start a fire. When is your next food tech lesson?
Let me just check. A few days away. I think it's on a Thursday?
Okay. Setting the fire will get the school to bring an ambulance because some kid surely would have breathed in smoke and have an asthma attack. They'll need to call an ambulance and I will come as the driver. And while they're distracted with all the chucking water on flames, firefighters coming, and with all the lights, I will kidnap Beckett and his gang, throw them into the back of the ambulance, and then I will take them to the old storage unit next to the hospital and shave their eyebrows off and call it Operation Razor.
We need a plan, guys. What should we do?
We should play along.
Are you crazy?
I have to risk my eyebrows.
Good idea. We can have the police turn up at the location and end this whole thing.
My dad's a police officer. He can help.
Yeah, guys, we can teach your dad the location and he can save us.
Okay. I think it's too risky.
If we time it right and act like we don't know what's going on, I don't think they will notice.
Okay, I'm in.
Me too.
Me three.
Get ready, guys. This will be epic.
Okay, class. For food tech today, you get to make whatever you want.
Oh, I know. We should make fried rice with peas, corn, carrots, chicken with a teriyaki and chive sauce.
Okay, sounds fancy, but I know nothing about cooking. So let's do it.
Guys, shut up. Colton's coming.
Hey, guys.
Colton, why are you late? Food tech started 10 minutes ago.
Sorry, miss. I was helping the cafeteria lady because some kids dropped their milk on the ground and it went everywhere.
Oh, that's nice, Colton. You get a gold star.
Okay, guys.
Maggie, shush! Don't make it obvious we know.
Okay, class, get back to what you were doing.
So what are we making?
We are making fried rice with peas, corn, carrots, chicken with a teriyaki and chive sauce.
Okay, Jamie, you're on the sauce. Beckett, you make the peas and corn. Violet, you do the carrots and I'll make the chicken. And Colton, you can make the rice.
Okay, now make sure you don't burn the food.
I'm just gonna go get the rice from the pantry. I'll be back soon.
Perfect timing. Now I can call Razor.
Hello. How's the plan going?
Good. I'm just about to set the fire alarm off. Just need to cook the rice.
Okay. I'll see you soon. Don't forget the plan.
Okay, bye.
Did you find the rice, Colton?
Nah. Can you help me find it, Maggie?
I need to keep an eye on the chicken, but the rice is on the middle shelf on the top left corner.
Thanks. I've got it.
Here's the pot.
Thanks. Now I just need to put the stove on to 4, then put the rice on.
Colton, the rice needs to be on 5.
Thanks. Miss Kowalski, can I please go to the bathroom?
Of course, Colton. It's down the hallway and to the left.
Guys, the carrots are done. Have you almost finished yours?
Yeah, just done.
I'm just adding in the chives.
I'm just taking the chicken off the pan.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Wait, you left?
Yeah, I went to the toilet.
Colton, your rice is on fire!
Miss Kowalski, quick!
Quick, children, get out now and crawl on the floor. Beckett, hit the fire alarm.
Hi, I'm Vanessa from News 5000. Today I'm reporting about a major incident in Oakwood Intermediate. A blazing fire has started, and I'm going to interview some witnesses. How did the fire start?
I was in food technology, and I turned around, and I saw a pot was on fire. I ran out of the room screaming while our friend Colton rang the ambulance.
As far as we know, is anyone still in the building?
Colton, we haven't seen him since the fire started, and we were really worried about him.
Oh, that's not good. I'm sure they will find him soon.
We have to go. They want us to check in at the ambulance to make sure we haven't inhaled any smoke.
I'm Vanessa, and tune in later for more details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Razor. I'll be your doctor for today.
Get Jamie and Violet ready. Maggie, let's get the plan into action. You don't think there'll be any lung damage, do you, Dr. Razor?
No, we just need to check for precautions.
Do I know you from somewhere?
I don't think so, son. You don't look familiar to me. Kids, I need to take you to the hospital for further tests. Buckle up.
Do you think he was weird about that?
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, I'm pretty sure that's Dr. Razor, Mr. Ben Mateo.
Beckett, you don't know him from somewhere like art class?
Jamie, duh, you really need to stay up speed here. My theory is that Mr. Ben Mateo wants revenge at me for shaving his eyebrows off. Come to think about it, I shaved off someone else's eyebrows as well. Chris, I think.
No! I reckon that Colton is Chris with a different name.
No wonder they want to shave off her eyebrows. Beckett!
What are we doing in here? The hospital's over there.
It's the storage unit he talked about, stupid.
This is the smoke inhalation unit. You'll be safe here.
Why are there so many razors?
Keeping shaving sterile. Come here, everybody.
Hello, friends.
Oh, hey, Colton. We were worried about you.
You should be worried about yourself.
No, you should be worried about you, Colton. If that's your real name, and Dr. Razor, or shall we call you Mr. Ben Mateo?
You know our plan?
The plan with me, I am Chris, by the way, and Ben Mateo over here, shave off your eyebrows as revenge.
Oh, do you mean Operation Razor?
Oh, yeah, we've known about that plan for ages.
Oh, well, this is all good.
Continue, Colton. Let's get the job done.
I'm going to stop you right there. In the law of Christchurch Police, I demand you to hand these kids over to me, Ben.
I would have gotten away with this if it weren't for you meddling kids.
All right, that's enough. Getting Colton to juvie, Razor to jail, and someone will adopt little Clara. You kids can come with me. I brought the van and I can drop you home after I've dropped off these three. Thanks for helping us catch these crooks.
Anytime.
You have been listening to Revenge of the Razors, written and performed by Year 7 students of Salwyn House School and produced at Plains FM Christchurch.